This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ and wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day. Musical artist Danny Gokey has a popular Christian song entitled simply Masterpiece. The lyrics begin by expressing Gokey's frustration with his circumstances. He's begged and pleaded for the Lord to take away his pain, but he's still bleeding. He can't understand why he's not, quote, fixed by now. And then he belts out the words, well, listen.
You're making a mess.
Later on, he says, you're making a masterpiece. You're shaping the soul in me. You're moving where I can't see. And then, guess I'm your canvas, beautiful black and blue, painted in mercy's hue. Gokey explained part of his story. He said, when I walked through so many negative situations and painful things, Gokey suffered personal loss, the death of his wife, resulting in depression and anxiety. He said, when I thought I was going to die, it was me saying, God, even though I'm hurting, I'll let you keep working. Well, if you're a Christian especially, you get frustrated, as all of us do, like Gokey, with your failures, setbacks, your addictions maybe, or simply your lack of progress in life, with all the trials that come your way. How do we become a masterpiece through all that? Well, to be sure, we aren't lifeless pieces of canvas. We can, in fact, crawl off the easel and do our own thing apart from God. So if we want God to work the masterpiece in our lives, we have to surrender to Him, not just when we first come to Him, but each and every day. In fact, Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. I think of another musical artist that God used in a tremendous way. His name was Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach is one of the greatest composers in history. His writings had a tremendous impact on the music of his day, and his masterpieces continue to inspire us today. In the late 17th and early 18th centuries, he wrote several hundred pieces of music. Many of them still draw people closer to God. When Bach played music, he felt like his soul was praising God. In fact, he once said, I play the notes as they are written, but it's God who makes the music. Bach never forgot that it was God who made the music through him. Whenever he began a new piece, he bowed his head and prayed something like, Jesus, help me show your glory through the music I write. May it bring you joy, even as it brings joy to your people. Without Jesus' help, Johann Sebastian Bach knew that he'd never be able to complete the task. In fact, before writing even one note, he carefully formed the letters JJ at the top of the page. JJ is an abbreviation for Jesu Juva, which translated into English means Jesus, help me. With that, the music would pour from his soul onto the page, and then he would work hard on it. When he was finally satisfied, he would write the letters SDG at the bottom of the page, Soli Deo Gloria, for the glory of God alone, is the translation. He hoped that when the music was played, it would point toward God. So think about it. Maybe we should begin each day like Bach began each work of music. For each day is, after all, another stroke in God's work in our life. So start there with each day with Jesu Juva, Jesus help me. And then end the day with SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.